Joe Raven.
Bluecaster, Sheena Zazil.
Greencaster, Overkill.
Blackcaster, Ransack.
Pinkcaster, Legend.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio set to
Cast Ranger on air.
I didn't rehearse this. I'm Savage Caster. This is the second take, so I lied.
There we go.
Anyway.
Welcome to episode 2 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Joining us today is our good friend Tom Savage, a.k.a. the Savage Caster. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Before we start, do you have any personal project of your own you'd like to quickly plug?
Everage Studios Photography on Facebook. I took a picture of somebody in Sentai once, so that's...
relevant.
Yeah, it's relevant.
There you go. Okay, cool.
Yay.
And then you have many Rider fans.
I do. I have a blog. Oh, I should probably talk about my Kamen Rider themed blog, Kamen Rider Tornado on Tumblr. I make memes about Riders.
There you go.
Which piss off people. And that's my bread and butter.
That's what they're meant for.
One of those actually showed off my wall, and they're not actually friends of you on Facebook.
So those have gone around.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Kamen Rider Gaiden!
All right, so we're going to launch into this week's episodes of Gaim and Tokyuger. We're going to start with episode 21 of Gaim. Before the rest of us start, would you like to give your thoughts on episode 21 of Gaim?
Well, episode 20 was pretty fucking... Can I swear on this?
Yes.
Yes.
Was pretty fucking amazing.
Fuck yes.
Well, you do have Dave on here.
Exactly.
It was pretty amazing. And I thought, well, you know what? All of my questions are answered. What could you possibly give? And then it was pretty much like... Did you tell him about such and such a project and the arc of this or whatever? I'm like, what the fuck are those? I'm going to have to wait 20 episodes to find out. And then 5 minutes later, I'll tell you what one of those is.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, now I'm just like, what's that other thing? I need to know what that thing is.
The arc.
Yeah, the arc. The arc of the Rider Covenant. I need to know.
It could be.
We have men on it. Top men.
Yeah.
But now, it's one of those things, every time I think I've got a beat on that show, and I'm like, okay, this is where it's going to fall into one of those repetitive Rider ruts, and I'm like, nope! We're gonna throw a wrench in that.
If you watched episode one, we basically, every single one of us called what was going to go on.
Let me do it this way, I saw an ad for Game of Thrones that was coming back, and I'm like, fuck that, how about Game of Thrones?
There you go, and that's a thing.
Yeah, that's my meme, that's the one that went everywhere.
Yeah.
I just quoted my own things. Full circle, I'm done.
There we go. All right. Red Caster, go for it.
Just going to start by saying Kota's badass.
Well, yeah, after that.
I second that motion. I third it.
Slow the courts again.
Just.
That's, well, it's usually Lane's job.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but just that fight with Sid was just all kinds of awesome. I was happy with that. Aside from that, yeah. Just, we're going to repeat what Tom said. I want to know what that is.
What the fuck are those?
Well,
like,
we know of one.
It's like, oh man, they just explained everything. Wait. What? What are those?
We got more.
More is coming.
Here's twists for everybody. It's like Oprah. You get a plot twist, and you get a plot twist, and you get a plot
Which
twist.
Which is funny, because everyone is.
Yeah, bees!
No, exactly. But yeah, just a lot of, just a couple quick name drops and that one little reveal of, oh yeah, that's what this one is. We're going to wipe everything out.
Well, I'll get into my thoughts on that shortly.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty much it for me.
Okay, so, yes, the Scalars is the big floating ring thing on. No, we're doing this in Ranger Order.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So, the whole Scalar project is there. Shit's gone south, let's burn it all. So, which explains those rings up there.
I call it Operation Fuck All the Things.
Yeah. I'm going to make my prediction for this because I've so far been pretty on the mark. Not that the rest of us haven't. I think this ARC project they talk about is what their goal is. How they're going to fight back the Helheim invasion. Because think about it. Think about what the ARC was in Digimon Tamers.
I'm thinking it might be, you know what it reminds me of? You ever watch, Dave's going to make a joke when I say the name of this movie, Deep Impact. And they were pretty much, okay.
That was a good movie, actually.
Yeah, this fucking comet, well, it could be sexual. This comet's coming to destroy Earth. We got two plans. One, we're going to send out and blow it up Bruce Willis style. Or, we're going to, you know, bury everybody down under the Earth. And then whenever, like, the world's good again, we come back out.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a way to...
The ostrich theory.
I'm thinking it's a way they're going to take a whole shit ton of people... Hide them in this arc, and then when after our world's been, they've moved on, we take back our world. or something like that.
Through any means necessary.
Or that, or it's a box that melts Nazis. Yeah.
Or my idea is they're going to find all the people who are, you know, just decently qualified to be riders, save them, and then have them go back after.
Yeah, that's
decently
the thing.
Qualified.
That's the thing. We've gotten
I'll
a lot
in the arc.
We've gotten a lot of this whole, you know, the real enemy thing thrown at us. But if you think about it, they haven't really given us direct confirmation on what the purpose of the rider system in the series is. We know it can use lock seeds. We know
and
it can transform.
Makes them immune to the pull of those fruit.
Absolutely.
Which is why I'm saying, yeah, it's probably just the arc is probably we're going to take all those guys. We can make riders. We're going to put them away for a bit, safely. Let the frigging everything else. Let the invade. Let burn everything to the ground, and then have these guys come out of the arc.
That seems to be their MO, burn everything.
Scorched
earth policy.
But also, don't forget about that part in the first episode where, you know, they all had armies of invests with them.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm still
Don't forget that
about.
Scene.
Arc could be that plan, but it doesn't mean it's going to work.
We're all assuming that that's going to be a thing.
That's not Helheim. That's Remnants of Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we all know if Kamen Rider...
You know this because it's not a forest. It's a scorched fucking quarry.
Yeah.
If we know if Kamen Rider Bravo is in that arc, we know it will be greatly decorated with the newest flair of style.
Absolutely.
And great pastries.
I completely forgot what I was going to say next.
Bravo does Damn. That.
Bravo!
Yeah. You just...
What you thinking about Bravo things?
Oren gets inside your head.
Yeah. Inside your something.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention, I don't... Because of the fact that I really don't like Zangetsu Shin compared to the original Zangetsu, that vision at the start of the first episode gives me hope that original Zangetsu will come back at some point.
Nobody likes Shin.
Any kind of Shin.
Could be worse. He could be Zycross.
There you go.
When all else fails, blame Zycross.
There you go. Okay, well, that's basically all I got to say for now. Let's go on to Mr. Greencaster.
Sid is Cuba.
Mine's probably going to be the longest of everyone here.
And Sid's off forming contracts with people.
Really? Is Sid really that weak? He got owned by Jimba Orange in within like 2 minutes of the fight.
After an amazing archery fight.
Yeah, but two
fight.
Minutes.
I forgot to say that.
2 minutes, though. The fight was like 2 minutes long. Except, I don't count the original Orange fight where he just got himself owned. Then he's like, okay, fine, I'll use my real power now.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to mention one or two other things. In that episode, something that really bugged me, you know, when Coda runs up and Sid's like, yeah, we're going to do this and this and that, he's yelling his evil secret plans awfully fucking loud.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're in, like, some unknown area. The only one there is the guy who gives a shit.
And Sid doesn't give two fucks.
I'm like, A, there could be people around, and B, there was, because Michi showed up.
Yeah, but Michi knew
no.
where they
no,
were.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, where was I?
We made notes.
Yes.
I had notes.
I made a speech.
I had notes and I completely forgot to pull them out.
I understand the design of the original belt, where if you beat the rider, the lock CD jacks, and they get to keep it. Why did they put that in the fucking in the Genesis driver with the ultra rare locks?
Let me answer that question with a quote. Well, whatever the fucking the Sengoku Ryuma said, I have a romantic flair.
Guilty pleasure.
He put it in because he thought if somebody somehow could beat somebody wearing a Genesis driver, he should have it pop out.
And that person earned it.
Yeah, but those are those ultra rare, like... The energy locksies are the ones that are like the ultra rare ones that
he made them himself.
Do you think Ryoma Sengoku gave a shit how rare that is? He's just like, you know what? If you can beat one of us, you can have our rare lockseed because that would be fucking cool.
The answer is because Ryoma Sengoku doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he created. It's like I can create a lot of things, but shits aren't one of them.
Is that all you got?
Can I keep going?
Oh, go ahead.
And the other thing I have to talk about is, what the fuck was he typing with no space bar?
He was playing Quap.
But that's not...
Yeah, he was playing Quap.
Yeah.
With all... Quap only needs four fingers, not two hands!
He's playing two-player Quap.
He's being coy, he's being catty, he's being...
I don't fucking care, whatever, I'm really here. Did not want to speak to Yoko, it was like, fuck, I gotta look busy.
Yeah.
And then she comes around, it's like, I'm just gonna keep pretending.
But what's gonna happen if they have that Genesis driver, and let's say, you know how the Invis can eat the fruit and become stronger as they keep eating fruit? Mm-hmm. Well, what if we meet up with one that just beats the living shit out of one of the Sengoku guys, and one of them eats the fruit because it ejected out of the fucking belt?
I'm going to say you have to be wearing a belt for the ejection system to toss it over to you.
Okay, so let's say he's ultra weakened because of it. And he beats him because of it.
Well, the thing is...
Well, then it sucks to be him.
Yeah.
And it would probably be a really awesome fight.
I want to see what would happen if an Invis ate one of the energy lock seeds.
Well, also maybe consider the fact that maybe... I want to see an Invis energy. The rider, the attack was so powerful on Sigurd that, you know, literally, the locks just popped out of the rider.
No, because he did that with Bravo, and Bravo just slapped a guy, and he's like, thanks, the lock seed.
Can I just ask what the hell the Phoenix Phantom was doing in the forest? I just saw that thing. I'm like, is that Phoenix? It looks fucking just like him.
The thing is, I don't think the Invis would eat the energy seeds because they're manufactured as opposed to the original lock seeds, which were actually formerly fruit.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, first of all, it's taking way too long to see Duke's henshin. I'm looking forward to that. Also,
he's in-game, though.
This mysterious boss Invis we saw Kaito exploring the ruins.
Phoenix Phantom.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking about? Yeah. It looks to me like fucking Slatemon. This is where you're putting up the image of Slatemon.
Okay, I have a predictor.
Better find
that
image for
me. Okay, you know how they say the forest chooses somebody?
Yeah,
the forest is going to choose somebody to be their champion. No, kind of like Mortal Kombat. Hang on, let me finish my theory first. They're like their champion. So that's the guy who was from that world that the forest chose to fight for them. So I'm thinking maybe he will be a sympathetic person going, I was forced to destroy my own world. I'm going to help you save yours. That's my predict.
Here's my theory on that front. You know how you mentioned how Helheim has to choose someone.
Yeah.
You know, remember that fight at the start of episode 1? Gaim versus Baron?
Yeah.
They're fighting to see who Helheim chooses to fight that guy to decide who wins this war.
That might work too.
That's my theory.
Yeah, but if it's Phoenix Phantom, that's going to be obnoxious. I hated that fucker.
Well, I would have...
He got thrown into the sun, landed in Helheim.
I'd be glad he came out of the sun.
Fight, came back ultra strong.
They have to fight the end.
Well, we do know that all of Neo Heisei is one continuity.
Yeah. As long as it's not Zaycross.
Yeah, because Gaim is three cities away from double.
I bought the figure art to that, just to be ironic.
Okay, you want to say your piece?
For starters, I just want to say that Ryoma Sengoku is shaping up to be probably my favorite character in the series. Yeah. He's just... And he doesn't even need to be a rider. He's just really cool all on his own. Being an evil genius.
Absolutely.
Then he became a rider anyway, and it was awesome.
And I think he's Dr. Maki's illegitimate son.
And he's themed after a fucking king.
Indeed. To add, I think my favorite part of the episode was the preview for the next one.
Jinbo Cherry!
I liked nothing about it until they told me there was something coming after it.
Pretty much. I thought it was, on the whole, a very slow episode, in that not a ton happened plot-wise, except for the name, the big drop at the end.
I like that Gaim can have episodes that aren't huge things. It's that they're so confident in the plot that they're like, well, this is character development, this is plot development. And they could take an episode to set up other things.
If you look at Kaito in the episode, he was only in the episode because they couldn't afford to have an episode that doesn't have Kaito in it. He did nothing that episode.
No, he revealed the existence of that boss Invis.
Yeah, and he had a bit of a fight, too.
That doesn't matter.
No.
That's not big enough to warrant him having a full scene
about
it. Here's
the thing that bothered me. Okay, Kota saying, hey, Michi, here's all these things about Helheim. Oh, yeah, I didn't know anything about that. Yeah. Like, literally, like, I'm even thinking Kota seriously, like, he's...
Yeah, this is like, where that's
the worst. No, he actually called it out, because he said... Oh, yeah, he did, he said, you don't look very surprised, and he goes, I'm just calculating. Bullshit!
Well, we already have they already have established that Kota is a gullible son of a bitch when it comes to Michi.
Up to this point, I was
Michi,
like...
there you are! How...
to this point, I'm like, okay, Kota doesn't know all this shit. It's not his fault he's a retard. Now it's his fault he's a retard.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on Gun.
Fool me thrice, burn the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that your piece?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I can really add to the...
Yeah, there was that with Michi, and there's also just...
Michi's best character in the show. That's really all it is.
He's getting there.
Okay, Lane.
Honestly, just... Minato, I want to know more fucking about her. She's just so fucking interesting. Like,
I want to know what she looks like naked.
She... No, what
she has four
legs.
I did. Okay. There weren't any.
I know all of you know this, but I just love the fact that she's actually also the suit actor for Malika. So that just
That's
makes it awesome that, you know,
a person who changes into a rider is actually
Well, here's the thing, okay? If the guy who plays Kota is actually in the suit, he gets injured, the show is in a lot of trouble. However, if Marika, the girl who plays Yoko, gets injured, it's like, oh, well, we could just cut her out of the show, and it's not going to be a big deal.
I hope they don't, because
no, I hope they don't, but I mean, like, it's one of those things where it is, like, to have, like, you know, like, Zangetsu, Michi, Kota, or Kaito, to have them actually in the suit to risk getting them injured, like Hongo in the original Kamen Rider, that's a bad thing. However, any of the secondary characters get injured, if they had to write out, you know, Marika, it probably wouldn't derail the series. But if they had to write out Kaito, fuck that.
Did you just call her Marika?
America!
Kamen Rider America!
But, also known as I was saying, though...
Texas Arms! Yeehaw!
Okay, guys!
Okay,
wait, I got one more joke.
No, we're talking over each other again! Stop!
Only because you're yelling.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, Project Arc, that... I'm kind of curious what that is. I'm just more... I'm like, the plot's really good, yes, but I'm more interested in, like, the character development, just because all these characters are just fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that Michi's just, like, Koda's trying to, like, tell him all this shit, and Michi's just like, dude, look at, like, our team and stuff. They're happy. Let's try to keep this a secret from them as much as possible so they live happier lives. And Koda's just like... Yeah, but we should tell them eventually.
Yeah.
And then I just love that Michi went up to Takatori and he's just like, what the fuck did you tell him? And he's like, nothing. You think he considered evil. Yeah, and he made a joke and I'm like,
Takatori doesn't make jokes!
And even Sid's just like, that's not like you.
I think he likes him. I think he sees something in Koda. Something like, when shit hits the fan, which it is going to hit the fan... This might be the only person I can rely on.
But he showed him those ruins in Takoda just to shut him up because he was like, you're evil. No, I will show you what's really evil
here. He's trying to forge Kota into a weapon that he knows he will need.
Don't forget that, when they were showing it in the first episode, they weren't in their ultimate form things.
Yeah.
Well, they were in their...
Base forms. Which means either it was for drama, or they didn't have access to their forms, or
so they didn't want to show you the final form.
Yeah.
Although, they do show a shadow of the final form in the reflection in the eye catch right up to the opening.
Which is getting clearer. You notice that they changed it a few episodes
ago. No, they actually showed a magazine scan recently for his actual final form. It's not Kachidoki arms, it's Kiwami arms, which is, unsurprisingly, fruit salad themed.
Yay.
He literally takes a key with the power of all the main lock seats, puts it into the Kachidoki, and unlocks
all
the powers.
What's that one with the round, there was one that they leaked that had like a round chest thing that looks
that's
so
Kachi,
bad.
That's Kachidoki.
Oh, shit,
the really thick
so
orange
badass.
One?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
so badass.
That's Kachidoki.
Yeah. Though nothing complete Flame Dragon. I miss Flame Dragon.
I miss Land Dragon. Anyways.
Yeah. What's Wizard?
Yes!
We've been over that last week.
Yeah, Boston Miss, that'll be revealed probably like 5-6 episodes from now, so
yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, yeah.
Or on
so,
Tumblr
Minato
tomorrow.
Want to know
Watch
more
it actually be revealed fully on Tumblr tomorrow, and I'm like, Profit!
Yeah.
Or we air this thing, and they're like, hey, that was aired yesterday.
Huh. Okay, so that's our piece on Gaim 21, I guess.
It's a slice of our orange.
Reshu Sentai Tokyujo!
Okay, moving on to Tokyujir episode 4. The madness fucking continues.
Yes.
Wait, you're not enjoying this action?
Like I said last week, the show has its moments that keep me entertained and keep me watching, but on the whole, I'm not enjoying it
yet. I'm gonna say it is the best Sentai show I've ever watched week to week.
How many have you watched week to week?
Agreed.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Thank you.
No, here's the whole thing is this man here was saying how stupid it looked. Everyone showed me how stupid
No one listening knows who you're talking about.
I am gesturing to David DeLude.
Okay.
Thanks! Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah.
No, you were saying, look at how bad the suits look. And I said, oh, these look stupid!
They do.
And I thought it looked like crap. And I'm like, I'm going to watch this show as a lark. I watched the first episode. I'm like, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
And I have been greatly enjoying the show, and pretty much my weekends now exist of waiting for the... I try to watch them both at the same time, you know, like I sit down, watch Guy, and then watch Tokyujir. Really enjoying Tokyujir.
That's quite the tone shift right there.
Yeah.
It is! Well, pretty much after Guy...
That is specifically why I avoid doing exactly that.
Like, I watch a Guy, and I'm like, I feel, like, 10 years? We've only got 10 years? I feel really bad. I feel better now. Trains!
Train dicks!
No, I love that the episode focused mainly on, like, Blue being, like, retarded and trying to find confidence himself, but no. That episode was about Gerald Swartz being a badass.
Yeah,
no,
we'll get into that.
That episode was about how hot are the leggings the Yellow Ranger was wearing. Mia, I believe her name
Mio.
I don't know her name!
Those are some Luca leggings, man.
I couldn't remember her name last
week. Well, you know what? The funny thing is, in episode one, she sold me. She does that thing where she blocks the sword hit from behind and says, don't sneak attack somebody. I'm like, I love you already.
Yeah.
You better not be a man in that
scene. I love Kagura.
I mentioned last week, I love her specifically because she was the only one who immediately rejected the whole line-changing thing. I was like, what the fuck are you all doing?
The thing is, like, the Pink Ranger, I kind of like the gimmick, but I find her kind of annoying.
Very.
The green guy, I find he's very... he does that toy... he puts the ball in the cup.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, it's ball in a cup. Oh, look, I lost it. No, it's not a string, so I can put it back. Like, I'm thinking of, like,
ball in a cup?
Yeah. And the red is great. He's a great red, meaning the fact that he's, you know, so full of, like, piss and salt and vinegar. You know, he's going to just run out, like, do all the things.
And he just wants to catch conductor, you
Blue's
know,
okay. I really liked Blue's, you know, kind of little, like, he had some good moments in the last episode. And the thing is, you got to keep in mind, I've seen a lot of Rider. I haven't seen a lot of, like, I watched Power Rangers. I dabbled in Go Buster and Akiba Ranger. But this is my first one I'm going to watch all the way through, unless it starts getting really shitty.
Tokyo Nigo is a wet blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like him as a character.
Anyone named Nigo is a wet blanket.
Bazinga.
Yeah, he's like the Zekros of that show.
Okay, enough about Zekros.
I love Zekros. He's the ninja rider.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean
he's the Naruto of rider. He wears bright colors!
He's wearing a silver diaper. He's wearing a onesie diaper. He's baby Huey.
Okay, that's enough about Zekros. Raven.
Alright, my opinion on that episode. I'm still not terribly enjoying this thing. I think it's really dumb.
It is.
I really do.
What?
But, my one moment that really I questioned the fuck out of. Me and Dave watched the episode together the other day.
Yeah, you guys have been doing that.
Yeah.
It's a romance.
Yes, totally. But no,
I ship it.
But yeah, we were watching the episode the other day, and we got to the part where Blue lost his pass.
Yeah.
And Dave was going, I called it. At the end of the day, when you found it in the train, Dave was like, I called it!
I'm going to be like, he lost it in the train. It in the train. And then
this
he's
is
like,
Sentai! It's predictable
as fuck! That's impossible!
No. And I'm just like, no, didn't. 5 minutes later, Dave's like, called it! I'm just like, how? As someone who has worked retail in the past... He went to return all the things. You can't do that without the card you purchased it with.
That's what I was thinking. How did you do this?
And I'm just like, how did you lose it in the train and then go return all the things without realizing, oh shit, I don't have the card purchased it on.
This is Sentai. They don't give a fuck about
details. Also, Kid Show, don't think about shit like that.
That's exactly
Kid Show, then why do you give them credit cards?
By the way, when he was shopping and the look on his face and the enthusiasm reminds me of the time that Dave and I went to Walmart recently and that was us. We were like, ooh, cookies. Remember that day? We were pretty much like, Ed, that looks good, let's take this. And then we get back here, we're like, what the fuck are we going to do with all this shit? Why did I buy $24 worth of pencil crayons?
No, you got those ones for free.
No, they rang it up for the wrong thing. But still, at the time, I was like, I have to have these pencil crayons.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so first off, a couple things I forgot from last week I wanted to mention. One thing I will credit to Tokyuger, absolutely... Hands down, coolest looking mooks ever. The crows are awesome.
I love that the crows got their own mechs.
No, that's what I was getting into next. Yeah. You know, last week I was like, I can't wait to see the fucking evil trains become Zords. And lo and behold, it fucking happens. The Kariner Robos.
I don't know. Every time I look at the crows popping out, I'm just like, Twisted Fate, is that you?
Or Twisted Fate or Michael Jackson?
Fair
enough. Exactly, no, because they do that.
Yeah.
So... The whole your morphing pass is also your credit card was pretty hilarious, I will admit. I was half expecting them to pull a Xeranos in that they would have to pay using more of their memories. Sadly, that did not come to pass.
No, because that worked out real well.
No, because they have to get paying their memories back.
No, I know. But thinking about that, paying back your credit card debt by cleaning up the train isn't terrible. I mean, what the fuck else do these guys do between stops?
I would think that being a fucking Tokuger would probably pay really well.
Yeah,
like the danger pay alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Also, I like the fact that we got episode 4 and we've already got our first shipping, which I'm referring as Miyokati.
I call it Mio Me.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, Yellow continues to be my favorite ranger because not only is she hot, but she has the sense.
Like, can I point out how badass it was? Okay, the what's it called? The robot girl?
Wagon.
I love the little scene. I know it's a dude.
Yeah.
It's a dude that plays a woman well. The character, I love the character. Well, it's a robot. I'm not attracted to robots.
Handles in all the right places.
Unless it's a Zumba. But anyway, so I like that little scene where the door opens and only the kid can see her, but she's so excited, you know, like, she's just got this, like, childlike enthusiasm, so she's waving to the kid, the kid's really excited, but of course the father's like, you're freaking crazy, looking for platform 9 3/4 or some shit.
That whole bullshit, like, you can only see it if you want to see it. That doesn't make sense!
Well, it's the whole idea that it's when you're an adult, you expect everything to be normal, and you want everything to be how you understand. Because it's hard for people that are adults that don't have that imagination to take in stuff like that.
Great, so we're running on baby geniuses rules.
Yeah, pretty much.
Another thing I noticed that I really like is the fact that when they all change lines, they are consistently giving the Pink Ranger the heavy-ass weapon that she can't use until she goes super form.
I think just everybody wants that claw.
Yeah.
Well, after the first awesome episode,
White wants the claw.
I like that they have not yet made a emasculation joke to when a guy puts it on. It's pretty much just like, I'm wearing pink, I love this weapon.
Fuck it.
I have no shits to give. Do you, Tsukasa? Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is something they're going
to
develop.
I like that I pointed at Lane when I made a reference. For a decade.
Well, then he is the Pink Ranger.
Is
the,
he?
He's Pinkcaster.
I'm Pinkcaster.
I don't know if there's something that, this is something that they're going to develop, but it looks like Tokyo Go is getting better with it.
Yeah.
She didn't need to go super bitch this time.
No, but she didn't do anything.
But she started still.
She dragged it along the floor, and then they did the super attack.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
She's like, why?
I love those super attacks. I love that literally anything they're thinking of happens.
Rubber band!
Yeah!
No, that's awesome.
At one point, someone's going to think of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and it's going to show up to kill us.
I'm really looking forward to what else they come up with this whole it can be whatever. And my last point I wanted to bring up is the fact that their first attachment for the Zord, the Shield Rusha, the first thing it does when it shows up is bitch smacks the Megazord.
Yep.
You will show respect before you get to use me!
I like that there's a learning curve involved.
Yeah, that's good. And that's basically my piece. Dave, go.
Just what the fuck? Rubber band? Really?
Yes.
Lane did make a good point, but earlier about how, you know, have you ever been slapped in the face with a rubber band and it fucking hurts? I'm fine with that. Can we go back to the generic laser beam before the giant robot shows up?
Yeah.
Can we just do that? What happened to the thing?
Well,
it's like, form all the things! Bang!
Yeah, no, well, since it's a show about imagination,
it's not very imaginative.
Okay, I have an answer to that.
How many fucking times are going to put that picture in
there? Maybe it's something that, like, each Tokuger, like, has experienced. They're like, you know what? I've had a rubber band hit me in the face. Let's see how you fucking like having a rubber band in the fucking face.
Calm down.
Okay. Gaim right now is doing very well, and one of the reasons is that they are throwing a lot of the unnecessary tropes out the window and making it new again. So one of the things they're probably looking at, it's like, okay, well, almost every fight ends up with a generic laser. What can we do to have them switch it up? And, like, well, what if their imagination's based? So if it's A, fun for kids because they've got these cool things, and two, it's something new. So adults like us can go, well, I have not seen that before.
But they're making all the fights in the robot suit the same way every time with the fucking
sure they've been reinventing that shit too with the detaching limbs and the train boner.
No, yeah, but like I'm talking about the final slash is always him on the train going up doing train slash.
Well, yeah, it's him going up and it's the Megazord going, Denshigini!
Well, maybe hopefully they'll switch that up too.
Well, in episode two, he literally just shot the thing with the basic gun attack and it died. So
I like the fact I can't get over how badass it is that after he does train slash, the thing's on two train tracks sliding along, and I'm like, okay, the Megazord looks like clown shoes, but that's still pretty cool.
Is that your piece? I'm done. Okay, great. Kevin, go.
I really don't have anything to add on to this. Yeah. I think everyone said
that was
quickest edit ever.
That was profound, man. I want to say one more thing.
I think everyone said
they really need to get rid of that whole train corner thing at the end. It literally is stupid.
It's going to be for at least the first 10 episodes.
I am now thinking back fondly on Go Buster Dance With Us after the credits, because
I still hate Red Ace dancing.
Hey guys, trains, look at the trains.
These are what we based our swords off of. Yeah, thanks.
Just in case you forgot, this is train theme.
That said, I do like the song.
It is pretty
good. I gotta say the samba in
Go Yuji
was at least fucking interesting.
Yes. I'm starting to catch on to Tokyo Yuji's music.
I also really enjoyed that there's a running gag of them of Red trying to grab Ticket.
Oh, that's gonna happen. That's not gonna end anytime soon.
I like when Ticket jumps up. And then they're in the middle of a fight with three Zords. And then it comes back down. He's still like, you in there? It's like, we're in the middle of a fight, dude.
It's going to happen, and he's going to have a stump. And that's where Ticket is.
Or it's going to look like he's going to take it off. It's going to be another Ticket underneath. And he's going to like, what? Or like Ticket.
You take it off and it's a midget's head.
Or like a skull of a monkey.
Yeah.
Or when he takes it off.
Like, I wish I didn't know.
Or when he takes it off, he'll just fuck up the entire rainbow line.
Yeah, it's like he broke
the whole fucking train dissolves.
Anyways, moving on. Lane, your thoughts.
Okay, you guys are missing the fucking point. You know, villains. So Gerald Schwartz is like,
I want to construct more trains for the Shadow Line, so maybe I should observe the Tokyuger's Rainbow Line so I can possibly make more trains and make a mech of my own.
And eventually he's
like, I'm going to steal your trains and use them for myself. Okay. Yeah, pretty important. Okay.
Yes, that is awesome. Huh. We were safe. Don't get angry because we.
I'm not getting angry.
That.
I'm just, you know, I like this show.
Oh yeah, that happened.
Also, Wagon Sugather is the exact same as fucking the pink one. So it's a woman. It's not a man. I don't know why you guys are fucking thinking it's a man.
Who told me it was? You told me. It was
and
a
he piece. Told me.
Someone told me.
I don't have to feel guilty when masturbating to it.
Anyways,
I do get turned on.
Now you can go home and wagon off.
I also love that Tokati was just like trying to like.
Wagon's voice actress has been in
like they tried.
Everything.
They were trying to like scan the password, and he's just like.
I love him.
He's like, they're like, but sorry, I can't let you on the train. But it's obviously him. No, we don't have facial recognition and stuff, so, you know, if you don't have a pass,
yeah.
Here's
what
like,
I thought. Okay. This is what gets me. Okay, this is what I didn't understand. They say you need facial recognition, and then the princess. Monster. It's like, you should go see the train, but I don't know how. And I thought that they were building up for her having found the pass somehow, giving it to Schwartz, and Schwartz sneaks onto the thing to get intel. And I thought that when they said no facial recognition, I thought that would allow Schwartz to get on the thing. And then it pretty much Schwartz just goes, oh, I'm just going to get in the train and go look at it. And I was kind of thinking to myself, like, what was the whole point of that scene? Like, it just seems like
to further establish that the fucking poison McNugget really
Greta,
loves
Greta. Her name is Greta.
Is it? I don't know yet.
She's got such an adorable voice, but I look at her and she looks like
I would have
helped
chat.
She looks
like Loudred.
No. Use the Japanese name of Loudred, which is Rosie O'Donnell.
Pumbloom.
No. It's a small female mutated Grimace from McDonald's.
Who's apparently going to marry the Emperor, whoever the fuck the Emperor is.
Yeah, that's why Schwartz is such a badass. He's like, holy shit, I gotta dip my ink in that.
So yeah, but I love how he just comes out of the cave and he's just like, oh, I've now seen no trains, I will steal them for my own, and then he just...
meanwhile, so Elaine is going...
Throws a rose at them, and I'm just like, you're cool, man.
Yeah.
Tokyo is the dumbest fucking thing on this side of the track.
I love it.
You know what?
Help me God, if they make a dark train Megazord, I'm buying it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Like, you know what? On. I hate
dark
it when Tokyo. I first saw it.
Yes.
Every time I see that thing in action, I like it a little more. It's wearing on me.
Yeah.
I still think it's
fucking... No, it's fucking
ugly.
Terrible.
It's ridiculous.
You have to have your opinion, but it's ugly as fuck. I have love
to give.
Also, the crows...
No shit.
The crows
well,
are
I got
all,
so much for Wagon. I've got a little left
the crows,
over.
The crows are all right, but right now my favorite
General
minion...
Schwartz.
My favorite minion, though, because like I've been watching GoGo 5, Lightspeed Rescue Sentai, the imps. They're just like the things that are like... And they go...
Okay, well,
anyway, that's a clip I'm going to need to go and look for now, thanks.
Yeah, so we'll move into the other series shortly. So everyone said their piece on the current shows?
Yep.
Okay. And now we're going to move into this week's feature discussion, which is going to be our favorite and least favorite toku series. If we can keep it brief, we'll talk about both Ryder and Sentai, but feel free to just give a bit of a longer speech about one in particular, starting with our guest.
Well, I am fairly new to Sentai. I would say my favorite is probably GoBuster. I really enjoy the darker tone to it at times. I enjoy the suits. They don't look like spandex jumpsuits.
That's what I like. I really like the suits.
My least favorite? I can't say I have a least favorite. I haven't really seen much. I really did not like the Power Rangers Zeo suits, which were shapes.
Yeah.
I thought that's what made me stop watching Power Rangers back in the day. I'm like, okay, you went from dinosaur, or you went to, like, animal theme to shapes.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. But as far as Ryder, I would say my favorite Ryder is probably Kuga. The kind of Ryder series we'll never see again, where it's as much a cop drama as it is a Ryder series.
Mm-hmm.
You had Kuga working with, like, this detective in the police, and half the episode was them trying to pick up patterns in the monsters so they could figure out how to fight them. Because it's not just Kuga going up and punching it. It's they have to figure out their weakness, their pattern. Because the Kamen Rider World Magic...
Area.
Yeah, there's a lot of Kamen Rider where the Kamen Rider just shows up. It's like the monster is doing something, and the Kamen Rider is a block away going... You know, or like in Ryuki, where it's like, I sense a mirror monster nearby. And I liked that it had more plot. That being said, the ending was very weak, but I forgive it for a very strong series.
And suddenly skipped something towards the end, too.
Least favorite, too?
Yeah.
Least favorite Rider series is going to cause Dave to yell at me is Kiva. I don't like it.
But you haven't finished it. You haven't gotten to the good part.
You keep saying that, and, like, look at that. I'm like, that was okay.
Oh, all right.
It's one of those series where, like, I'm, like, 20 episodes into it, and I just can't motivate myself to watch anymore. It might get better, and I'll reflect it, but right now I find Kiva to be... It's almost okay. I liked when things possessed Deno because it made sense, and when things possess Kiva, I've asked people, is he in control or is the other person in control? People are like, well, the theory is this. And I'm like, the theory? You don't even know who's in control of the Kiva body?
I'm sure if we wikied it, we could find out the answer.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's just, I find, you know, that most of the form changes, they don't use them enough for them to be interesting. And the plot, I could not give a flying shit about anything that happened 16 years ago. Every time it flashes back to that, I'm like, now I can, you know, not pay attention for a few minutes. and I'm told they get rid of all that shit, and I'm looking forward to it. But I find Kiva's, it's a hot mess.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, I kind of agree.
Like, I'm enjoying it. I enjoy watching it with you guys, but I'm like, it's not my favorite series. And the thing is, okay, it being my least favorite Rider series is like saying, like a certain flavor of Neapolitan ice cream is my least favorite. It's still a box of ice cream, and I will happily eat the entire thing. But this part of it I will enjoy a little less than these two.
I don't like the vampire-themed ice cream.
Yes, no vampire-themed ice cream.
Okay.
It tastes like Fish Boy.
Is that your piece?
Yes, that's okay. My piece.
Raymond, go.
All right. My favorite Rider series is probably not what most of you are thinking it's going to be.
I was thinking Kuga.
And it's not.
That's weird.
That's
mine!
As much as I do like Kuga as a character, the show itself is not my favorite. I love Kuga, though, himself.
Kuga's pretty cool.
I love Kuga himself.
That's why they call him Kamen Rider Cool Guy.
We're doing a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thumbs up props.
Yeah.
Anyways, my favorite Rider series is actually Agito.
I figured you were going for Agito.
Yeah. No, I really like it.
Agito's amazing.
Agito, they run it as a murder mystery.
It is, absolutely. It's like
the
precursor to Danganronpa.
It's mysteries within mysteries within mysteries, and they don't... And just go.
With God. No spoilers, though.
Yeah, no spoilers. Please watch it.
God, it's so good.
It's just towards the end... Agito is a fucking badass.
We should clarify about Agito. Well, it is technically a sequel to Kuga, but you don't really need to have watched Kuga to watch it. The only
a spiritual successor.
The
only real link is the fact that G3 was designed based on Kuga. That's about it.
Did you know that originally it was supposed to be the cop from Kuga that was going to be in G3?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
And they look the same too. So they pretty much took a guy that's almost the exact same guy.
Yeah, I still loved Hikawa. He was amazing.
I understand.
Ichijo is G3. That would have been awesome.
I know.
Okay, moving
on. I love Agito. I love the storyline for it. I love Shoichi was a cool guy. Burning Form was awesome.
Yeah, we've all seen your video.
Shiny.
Yeah. No, that was all awesome stuff. And watch the whole series towards the end. Ichijo punched God in the face.
Yep.
unhenchy.
I didn't want you to say it.
No,
yeah.
Now I have to blur all that whole thing out now.
No, just bleep the name of who it is.
I'm surprised that your favorite rider wasn't Liner Form. What was that form that were all the heads? Climax Form.
Joe Climax.
Wait. Ultimate Decade.
No, Ultimate DN.
Ultimate DN.
I have Ultimate DN figure. I bought it. Some guy offered to sell to me for $10, and I bought it just so you would be mad. I'm like, somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, least favorite. Go.
All right, my least favorite. Forze. And I'm going to be
thus
one of,
starts the Forze
and I'm going
club.
To be one of several people who says that probably.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't be in my Kamen Rider Club.
It's fun.
Let's
no.
Well, you'll get to say your
okay,
piece.
Okay, let's just my main reason for this is I don't like Gentaro. As a character, characters like Gentaro piss me off to no end. I just do not like them.
Darryl Butcher, my second favorite protagonist.
He's gonna befriend you.
He's gonna
befriend
or
you.
Earl Butcher.
He befriended a space station. He'll befriend you. He befriended the end boss.
And that's why it's stupid.
I'm just sitting here like, I don't like characters like him at all. And that ruined the series for me. And then just,
I love the suit so much.
Yeah, you mean Kamen Rider PlayStation 1?
He threw the fucking warfare into lava!
Which was awesome!
Yes, to prove a point!
No. And then reclaimed it from his past.
So
yes!
Dave,
and gave it back
okay,
to him.
Dave, let me put it this way. If you were a Kamen Rider and you and I were having an argument about Kamen Rider powers, do you honestly think that you would not go, you know what? You know what, Tom? Look, I threw my morpher in the lava.
I quit. I don't want to play anymore.
I'm done. I'll be in my room.
I would just de-hench it and be like, okay, look, I'm not a Kamen Rider anymore.
I'll be in my fucking room.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, pretty much. But no, as much as I almost wanted to go with Decade, but you know what? As much as I don't like Decade either, I will admit Decade is actually a really good starting point for people to get into riding.
Pushing my buttons,
no.
Right? Pushing my buttons.
It
spoils so much.
Okay, I'm gonna take back the Kiba thing. I forgot something. Fucking Zaycross.
Oh my god, really?
That's what we call a callback.
I understand.
Note to self, get Zaycross figure
out
for Tom's birthday.
I have it! Oh. I bought it to be ironic.
I honestly thought you were going to say Shin.
I like Shin.
Oh, okay.
The movie's up and down, but I think it looks
really
cool.
It's got a
cool
transformation scene.
Anyways, are you done?
Yeah, no, that's it for me.
Shin looks
not,
like
not
he's
not a quick thing on Sentai's?
And I love Avocado.
Okay, my favorite Sentai is Gokaiger. Why? Only one I've actually watched in full.
Okay.
Seki.
It's also my least favorite.
Also Seki.
Because it's the only one I've watched in full.
My least favorite. So far.
Tokyuger.
I'm totally not enjoying it as much as Gokaiger, therefore.
Yeah.
I like
my least favorite.
But I can't
my favorite, Gokaiger. My least favorite, Zoom Megaforce.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so I'm going to try and be quick. Favorite rider? I'm pretty much where Kevin is, where I'm waiting for Gaim to end so I can call it my favorite. Aside from that, I would say probably Fize or Blade. Those are the two series I would go back and rewatch without problem, and which is good because TV Nihon finished resubbing Fize, so that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Fize is really cool. It's a very nice character drama, very dark. A lot of people die. The way they die is amazing and brilliant, and the whole evil company thing, which they amazingly reused in Gaim, so I'm kind of drawn to things like that. Did you want to say something?
Did you ever see that episode of Fize where the characters had some kind of misunderstanding?
You mean every episode? Yeah, that's the thing. The whole romantic subplot of Keitaro and Yuka kind of ended messily.
It's pretty much like the Fize Guide to Love. Look at them intently, and if they ask you what's wrong, run away.
Yeah, or one of you will die.
Yeah.
Or both.
That's the last
chapter. Blade I really liked because it's pretty much Kamen Rider Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'll give you that. Fist bump.
As for least favorite... it's really tough. Actually, no, it's not. It's Ryuki. What am I saying? Because, god damn it, the show was fun to watch, but then all four of its endings are terrible! Four! The series ending, the movie ending, and two special endings, and they were all terrible!
But how do you end something like that?
Somebody wins!
Dragon Knight! That's how you end it!
How do you end something like that? Fate's Day Night.
No, but this is why Dragonite was so much better.
A wizard. Kamen Rider Wizard.
Thanks. Now I have to go look for that.
No, but seriously, anyone who's watched Ryuki and has not watched Dragonite, what the fuck is wrong with you? Go
I
do
am
it!
I'm watching them both at the same time. It seems like both Dragonite and Ryuki are working together, and they're both on other sides. Dave suggested they're both on other sides of the mirror, and they're working together. And both of the knights are competing to see who's the bigger dick.
Yeah, seriously, like, if you think about it, I'm not getting into this.
I think Ryuki's knight wins that one.
I'm not getting into that.
I put it this way, it's Ryuki as the show is not living up to its expectations. I'm collecting Ryuki figure arts right now, and they're the fucking best. I just bought Abyss the other day.
Yeah, I heard.
And this thing, I got, like, it's got fucking shark hands.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on to Sentai. Since I've only watched a few, I'm going to say my favorite is Magiranger, because that shit was so good, I marathoned the entire series in a weekend, on recommendation from Paul. Least favorite, out of what I've watched? That's a tough call, but I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to say GoBuster.
Son of a bitch!
I do like the suits, the mechs, and Enter was mildly interesting, although...
I love the suits, the mechs, the monsters, I just don't like something about it, I don't know.
The story was where the weak point was, in my opinion.
Yoko's ears.
Yoko is the ultimate Sentai butterface, I'm sorry.
She has a face? I thought she's a life support system for a pair of shorts.
If you think Yoko's ears are bad, you should see Gosei Pink's ears!
Oh, even worse.
Monkey ears! Not kidding.
Look it up. Yeah, so that's my piece on favorites. Dave.
Okay, so, favorite writer... Double.
Yeah,
I am surprised.
You don't say!
And here's the reason why I like Double, and I'm not going into Sentai, so I might as well just do this.
It's definitely Excel going Hen Sheen, right?
Shut up. As you didn't notice, I just slapped Late in the face.
Oh!
So, I'm going to say, super late reaction.
We can edit that to make it not sound fake.
But, the reason why I like Double is because he's the only Kamen Rider until he gets his Mega Form anyway that doesn't have a fucking sword right off the bat.
He has a hot rod.
You know, he doesn't have a sword.
On. Kuga, Agito, Ryuki, Fai's Blade. Hibiki doesn't have a sword.
Hibiki is not a rider!
He had the thing that kind of formed the sword?
That was super form.
No.
He said
Hibiki's not a rider. Keep going.
Kabuto didn't have a sword.
Kabuto has a blade.
It's a kunai gun. Thing. It does. It's not a sword.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I
said one of. I didn't say the only.
Because
I know Forze also doesn't have a sword.
And technically, Kiba had a saber.
Saber is a sword.
It's a sword.
Forze gets a sword. It comes out of a missile.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
No, Forze didn't have a sword.
Yeah, Forze never had a blade.
No, that's his super that's form. Super
yeah.
form. We're talking about base form.
Base forms. Yeah.
Forze didn't have a sword. That's about it.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. It's like he's the only ones I can think of that...
Hibiki, Kabuto, and Forze did not have swords
in
their base form.
And Hibiki's not a rider. Anyway.
And Double.
Could have took a while.
And the other reason why is I am a massive fan of that whole detective drama thing. And they added a new level to it. That he wants to be hard-boiled, and he's really not. He's a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah. The term is soft-boiled.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
That's what allured me to Double in the first place, was I was like, oh yeah, I like the whole detective motif. I found it so very boring.
Okay, and then I'm going to say my worst character in this, and it's not what you think. It's Akiko!
Yay!
It is not Excel. Excel is okay.
She's not a raid rider.
No. Yes, she is.
Well,
oh God, she is.
Yeah, in one episode.
Fuck you,
Viva Getty.
We're not talking least favorite character. We're talking least favorite series.
Yep, I know, but I'm talking about the character in this one. But anyway, my least favorite writer of all time. It's Forze.
Son of a bitch!
Bing, 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 bing. What do we have for him, Johnny?
You missed.
Yes, even though I hate you.
He looks like you hit your fist. What's up?
But anyway, it's...
Which is
I
funny,
because
he
like
never
it.
Gets the girl.
As,
he did.
As
he got him,
Raymond
he got
literally
girl.
Hit the nail on the head. I don't like it. I don't like the main character. I don't like him at all. The whole... He wants to be friends with everything in the fucking universe.
What's
I
wrong could also with care that? Less. I could also care less about a couple of his friends.
There are two laws in this world. One is gravity, and two is if Gintaro says he's going to be friends with something, he will fucking become friends
okay,
with
that's
him.
Cool. I don't care.
Can go wrong.
I'm going to friend the shit
that
out of
That does not
you.
Mean that it's good. It means that he's just that they just made one character thing.
He has plus 10
I'm
going to
be friends with you. I fucking hate you. That makes me want to be friends with you even more.
But, if we want to do the Sentai thing real quick... It's Gokaiger is my favorite, and No, the one
Time
that.
Ranger?
Yeah, Time Ranger. No, was the one with Doggy Kruger, right?
No, that's Decker Ranger.
Decker Ranger is the worst.
Okay, good, because if you were about to say Time Ranger, I was about to punch you.
Time Ranger isn't that good either.
He started saying Time Ranger. I thought that's what he was going
to say. You just dodged death right there.
I haven't watched Time Ranger specifically. I really like Time Force.
They're very accurate. But we're not talking about Americanized. Anyway, if we're going to talk about Americanized, we're here all fucking day.
Yeah, that can be another week.
Yeah. All right, go.
Favorite Kamen Rider, it shouldn't be surprising, Kabuto.
Yeah.
I really like.
More surprised no one said it yet.
Yeah, really.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's kind of the staple answer, so we went for our own customized answers.
That's honestly my customized answer. It's what I was introduced to begin with. Someone said, "Do you want to watch Rider? Watch this."
And the that's staple. Still one of the staples
and
for
I,
starters.
And I sat there and I was just kind of like, nothing's better than this.
Yeah, I started with Double.
And then Gaim started. I really like how well the characters were developed in that series and how well they changed and adapted over time, i.e. the hoppers and shit like that. Yeah. Now, my least favorite Rider is probably, at the same time, not what you think it's going to be, was going to be Forze.
So,
is it that one you keep forgetting about?
I'm going to say it's Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For one simple reason, I remember Forze happened. I forgot Wizard happened.
You know what it was with Wizard? Wizard was a really badass suit, really badass fights, and then nothing else. It was characters were all gimmick characters, and they had next to no plot. There was no on-again, off-again love interest. He had really... The only connection that Haruto had with any other human being that seemed realistic was that with the donut maker.
Yeah.
Like, even with that girl who's like the homunculus,
Toyomi,
they didn't have anything between them.
Yeah. The thing is, the one thing I will give Wizard, it, unlike most of the Neo Heisei series, it managed to give a reason for the Monster of the Week bullshit that led up to the actual plot.
It did, but it was way too complicated.
The monsters were pretty...
it was hard
stupid.
To...
Stupid.
It was hard to watch that series because I would get through an arc, and I'd be like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
The
monsters and Wizard, their shit was actually really fucking dark, though.
Yeah, because they were all about making people despair.
I'm going to come in here and not really attempt to kill you. I'm going to try and destroy everything you love and make you despair so I can turn you into one of us.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I am going to drive you to the depths of despair.
No one's going to...
But most of them were like, I'm going to give you the fear of death.
That was the beginning for most of them.
Yeah.
Let's just do this and see what sticks.
I also like they had a black guy.
Yeah.
It was like, shit, that's a black guy. A lot of people are all going to disagree with me.
Actually,
I watched this series, and I got to the point where I'm like, okay, Wizard looks cool and all, but I'm really fucking bored with this character.
The Forze movie also had a black guy.
Beast shows up and changes everything. I really cared about Beast's subplot. I cared about his relationships with other people.
I like Mayonnaise a little better.
Yeah, I thought that he was funny. I found that he was charming. And the thing is, I found that I was paying attention more to what Beast was up to than Wizard.
Yeah,
and
at least he was a dynamic character.
Yeah, and the figure art is probably one of the best they've ever made.
Did Beast Zero Nose Wizard?
Yeah, kind of.
Sweet.
Oh, I love Zero Nose.
Best Sentai, just real quick, Hurricaneer. I just really like it. It had a really good story, good characters. I like three-man Sentai teams. Least favorite, I don't watch bad Sentai.
Yeah.
Out of what you've watched, what would you rank the lowest?
Tokuger, I
suppose.
There
you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on that.
We're all riding that train.
Oh, you beat me to that joke.
But that's not to say Tokuger's awful. It's just... It's fun.
Like I said, it's my least favorite, because aside from Gokaigers, I'm enjoying it less than Gokaiger. Yeah. And that's all I've seen.
Tokuger is trying...
That's a pretty huge gap.
It's a bit of a departure, and they haven't quite gotten there yet.
Okay, well, Lane, go ahead.
Okay. Best Rider series decade. Why? Because Tsukasa's a badass motherfucker. It previews, you know, all the other writers. If in case you want, I know.
Spoilers.
Yeah, it's not that many. Who gives a shit? By the time you watch the series, you forget about what the spoilers are.
Like I said earlier, Fize is the only spoiler in that entire series.
Like I said before.
Decade, as much as I hate it, is a really good starting point for people to get into writing.
Exactly.
If you haven't watched any of the other ones before, you know what it is?
You know what it is? I just figured out the best metaphor for decade. It's Kamen Rider Table of Contents.
Yeah.
Also, okay, Shinkenger.
That's my I love Decade. Lane, you know I love Decade. My biggest problem is that he never had his own shit. When they finally in the series started getting toward his own villain, his own plot, that's when the series ends. Yeah. And I was like, it's literally he is living vicariously through other cool characters.
That was the point of the show, though.
I know, but it was the whole point of, like, I want to know what's going on with him. But I will agree, it is a good series. And the suit, it's so ugly, it's beautiful.
It's my favorite rider design.
Except his ultimate mode, I will agree with this man on my left. The ultimate mode, the first time I saw it, I was like,
okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Worst rider, Ryuki.
Thank you.
No. Ryuki's a retard. Yep. Knight's an asshole. Yep. And just...
But I will say that these... It made them interesting characters, in my opinion. But I just didn't like it for the plot.
Oja and fucking...
Dragon Knight is best for you.
Zolda. Those are the only two best characters in the entire fucking show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I don't care. That's best actually Sentai. Not I've gotten over that.
Okay.
Best Sentai, Tokyuger's not over yet, so that's. I'm hoping that will be my favorite.
Oh my god.
Shots fired.
Absolute departure from son everybody of a, else.
You're writing that line alone.
No, yeah, obviously.
You know what, Lane? I'll take it with you.
Okay.
We'll ride together. It'll be amazing.
You don't have a pass.
It's not my favorite yet because it's not finished, but right now I'd have to say it's Geki Ranger because it's just...
Lane, you and I later we're going to hug. We're going to hug it out.
Jungle Fury.
Okay.
Anyways, no, Geki Ranger's really good. Geki Battle's a badass motherfucker.
I agree with you
there. The Red Ranger is kind of like, he was a jungle man raising, he was a boy raising the
jungle.
He's
one of the retarded Reds.
But it's just cool that, like, the monsters and animal martial arts, each one of them is based off, like, an animal martial art, and then it's really cool.
It's one of the few series you can actually probably learn
something
from.
Minions are stupid because they jump in place and raise their arms up and down stupidly. Worst Sentai, as much as I watched, like,
out of what you watched.
You really never really finished anything,
honestly,
have you?
Kyoruger.
Oh, fuck you.
I got so bored of it. So bored.
You know what? Yeah. No. I got to episode 15 and I was done. After Spirit Ranger Fire, I was like, you're not topping that.
And I'm just like, this is boring, I can't watch this anymore, I'm sorry. And that's why I, like, sold all my Kyoruger shit,
so
replacing
funny.
It with Tokyuger stuff, and...
Give it 3 years, you'll think of... You,
no, I'm still, I'm looking forward to the 100 Years Later special, where they have a new team of their descendants.
I'll watch that.
There you go.
But, yeah, so...
I just want to say something on the Decade thing. Mm-hmm. Decade did have a fight fresh out of Japanese history with the giant enemy crab.
Yeah. Well, that was the
Final
Hibiki
Attack
episode.
Hibiki I know. Best I wanted to mention.
No, I was the one who made an AMV for that and got taken down by Toei for it. Nice. Where I went, here we have this giant enemy crab.
Yeah.
Hit its weak point for massive damage.
Yeah, yeah. Gung! The main problem I have with Decade is the fact that because it was only 31 episodes, it fucked up the schedule.
Yeah, but Gaim's fixing it.
I fucking hope it does.
Yeah, it's...
Before Decade happened, the Rider and Sentai shows started and ended the same week.
I'm just sad we never got to see the resolve after Dian, you know, shot him in the face.
I'm looking at that's part of the reason why I don't like Decade.
That got retconned.
The story was crap.
Yeah.
The character didn't do anything.
Wait, what story?
That the point.
Exactly.
The character didn't do anything.
You
the
can't
suit
have a...
was stupid. The super form was dumb.
As much as I love Decade, I wish they incorporated, because as you know, the Climax Heroes games, whatever, there was the first one for the PS2.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Dark Decade. He should have been a thing in the fucking
just a quick
show.
Explanation. Yeah, the first Kamen Rider Climax Heroes fighting game for the PS2. The secret boss in that game was Dark Decade, which was a color swap, and then he was blue and black and actually pretty cool. We were expecting that to be the secret boss of Shocker in the Decade final episode movies.
No, what I was thinking was is that the plot thing was that the Decade we knew and came along with the entire show, he was mistaken for Dark Decade, and Dark Decade was actually the true Rider.
Oh, yeah, I remember you guys talking about
Riders. Because, you know.
You
my
know
favorite
what?
Is
I might have enjoyed
when
that
Captain Marvelous said to Decade, I will kill every Rider, and, like, Decade should have been like, been there, done that, bitch.
Yeah.
But one thing, okay. Now, Decade, I understand that Decade was supposed to showcase the nine Riders before him, mm-hmm. and he was supposed to kind of, like, you know, launch himself from that, but also get people reminded of the thing they like. Now, it could have been worse. Imagine it was only one movie, and in that movie, they spent half the movie showing clips from the other nine, and then he showed up, did absolutely nothing, and then the older writer saved the day.
Yeah.
Think of how horrible that would be, and then go watch Zaycross, because that's what he fucking did! I hate you, Zaycross! I hate you so much!
One thing Dickie did
Zaycross.
That I really... We're going to end this real
you
quick.
You love...
One thing that Decade did that I really loved, and this, remember the fact that I really liked Blade, near the end of the show, the original Kenzaki Kazuma shows up, henshins directly into King form, something that he never did in the original show, and bitch slaps Decade. What the fuck are you doing? I told you to kill them!
I have half a chub just thinking about it.
That was the best moment in Decade.
I will agree with Ichi. I liked seeing that. That was the one moment where I was like, okay, Decade, get your ass kicked. This is fucking Blade.
Or when they had the original Kamen Rider Black show up and he whooped ass. That was
both of them.
Both of them.
He summoned both of them.
And it somehow made a bit of sense somehow.
Yeah. We'll argue multiverse theory all day.
It's now gonna do.
You want to say something real quick?
Closing remark. The one thing that I did like that Decade spawned was my current favorite Rider movie of all time, which was All Riders vs. Die Shocker.
That was pretty cool.
That is cinematically just the way it was all done. My favorite Rider movie.
Is it bad that I like the Deno Yellow movie?
No, the Cho Deno trilogy was actually fantastic.
Yeah. Except for Blue.
I haven't seen it yet. Absolutely. No spoilers.
I have it sitting at home somewhere.
Okay, quick summary, no spoilers. Episode Red is all about the romance with Xehanort and Eiri. Episode Blue and the Yellow are fucking hilarious. The owner is a boss. That's all you need to know.
He already was a boss.
Exactly.
No, he's more boss. Okay, so then we're going to do closing Twitter remarks and all that stuff.
So, anyone listening, if you enjoyed us, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Our shows are hosted on Podbean. You can also follow us on YouTube out of the Ixy Studios channel. Anyone interested in being a guest on the show, you can just let us know if you're interested. If you live in the Toronto area, we're also around. We're going to have other guests on. Thank you, Mr. Tom Savage, for being our first guest.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll be back next week.
I hope. I'm okay with this.
The Sixth Ranger showed up in the second episode, ladies and gentlemen. New record.
Can I be Goldcaster?
Nope, still didn't beat Hurricane.
Nope, you can't be Goldcaster.
Hurricane, that's
Paul.
One.
Yeah, Paul called that one because it's a Booster Gold joke.
Can I be Dragoncaster?
No, Paul's got a different thing going on.
You know. Also, I'd like to briefly mention Forza's my second favorite Rider series. It's awesome. Lastly,
just kidding, Mike Ruba.
So I would just like to mention that Forza sucks.
Okay. We're done.
That sentiment was made. Thank you guys for having me on. It was a lot of fun, and I want to come back. Be whatever color you want me to be.
You could be brown.
I could be
Shinken brown.
You know what? I'm gonna be rainbow. You call
you
me
be
big
Shitkin
one.
Brown.
Oh yeah,
we call big one.
We call you big one caster.
Big one.
What?
Yeah. Or Zordon.
We didn't already have a black caster. I can make you black.
I'll be Zordo caster now.
Zordon.
You mean Phantom Ranger?
Yeah. There you go.
That was a lot of fun, and I want to say thanks for having me, and fucking Zaycross.
Just kidding. I love you, Zaycross.
Metal diaper.
Read Kamen Rider.
Yeah, anyway.
The episode will be called Fuck Zaycross.
Yeah, Fuck Zaycross.
Yeah, basically. I don't know who this person is. Anyway. All right, so
I'll show you a picture.
Thank you guys for watching and listening and being awesome. You can, as I said, you can follow us on Twitter and all that as well. At Ixy Studios.
Yeah, for both of those.
Yeah, so do that.
Okay. Any other
comments? Oh, by the way, I intend to link this on my Tumblr, so I just want to say hi to Bad Rock.
I already know what he was.
Yes.
Okay.
Link that picture to me now. I need it.
Okay. Any other closing comments? All right, we're done. We are Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Woo! Off air!
I'm paying. What are we going to do with the other 18 seconds?